Coming up on episode number 368, it's an interview with an extremely talented and wonderful musician named Jimmy Golding. We'll hear one of his originals and we'll hear some of his covers as well as get to know him. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a lover who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings and welcome to Coverville for a Friday night. It is Friday, October 5th, 2007. My name is Brian Ibbett, and you're listening to a very special edition of Coverville, an interview show with a great musician by the name of Jimmy Golding. We'll get to know him a little bit more in just a moment, but first let's go ahead and listen to his original. This is a brand new track by Jimmy called Simple Things Get Us By.
It's the simple things that get us by.
Bye.
That's Jimmy Golding with an original composition, Simple Things Get Us By. Hopefully we'll be seeing that on an album before too long. He's been working with his band. But rather than listen to me tell you all about it, let's listen to him. Here's that interview recorded in the Marriott lobby just this last weekend at the 2007 Podcast and New Media Expo. My guest today is a London-based artist whose music I've featured on the show before. He's performed with world-renowned artists like Slim Jim Phantom, Kid Creole, and Led Zeppelin frontman Robert Plant. His first album, Not a Day Goes By, came out last year to excellent reviews, and he's in the process of recording music with his new band. Please welcome to the show, Jimmy Golding.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing?
I'm great, thank you.
It's good to see you. Should we go and let's start with a song, and then we'll talk after that.
Okay.
Right.
This is a famous song made famous by a lovely song written by Suede.
Oh, cool.
Great UK Britpop band.
Absolutely.
And it's called Trash. And for me, it's a song, I suppose it's a sort of protest song about just accepting who we are and being happy for who we are. It doesn't matter what anybody thinks.
Okay.
So that's what I get from it. And I'm just doing my little version of it. Bracelets and the dying are here. Maybe it's our kookiness, or maybe it's our nowhere towns and nothing places and our cellophane sounds. Maybe it's our looseness. We're trying.
As good as I've ever heard Brett Anderson, I think even more soulful than Brett's done it. So let's talk about your album last year and kind of the reception that you got from a lot of podcasts and how the music industry is changing for artists who are getting into podcasting. Mm. And
First off, your album came out last year, Not a Day Goes By. Excellent. You know, I got to compliment you on that. I thought it was a fantastic album. What kind of changes are you seeing in the music industry with the advent of podcasting and digital media?
Podcasting and digital media has given me the platform to be heard and express what I'm doing, and it's just great to know that what I produce and write is being accepted and channeled through the medium. So actually, just from launching the album last year and really being a fresh person on the fresh artist on the podcast scene, it's been phenomenal. Actually, there's been a lot of podcasters that have played me. I've received, you know, a worldwide audience and attention, and it's also been useful in going out to the traditional media platforms and being able to say that, you know, my music is being heard and accepted and really enjoyed by a lot of tastemakers and fans. And I'm just really excited to keep going on the platform. It's really good to be here at the World Podcast Expo, because I think, again, it's another platform. And performing tonight at the show, I've been invited.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's good to be representing the UK and being one of the top world podcast artists. I think I am now. So it's onwards and upwards.
Cool. Now, do you in choosing songs that you want to release to the podcast, like the PodSafe Music Network and other distribution methods like that, would you choose songs differently for a podcast audience versus choosing them for a radio audience?
I think I'm not really sure about that. I think it's good to just put things out into the podcast, because sometimes you just don't know which are going to hit or resonate with people. And I don't really have that much choice at the moment. I'm building a way of trying to get through onto the traditional media through radio and stuff. In fact, I was in New York and I met some people at Sirius Radio. They're the big satellite company, and they're very interested in playing my stuff. And doesn't seem to be that there are barriers there. Mm-hmm. I think traditionally radio has barriers, so you have to be quite a big, you know, buzzing artist. So I think the fact that it's being played on podcasts and certain songs seem to work well with audiences means that it's something to talk about and give indication that it's worth working with.
Cool. And maybe it's even a proving ground for the music, you know, see what the podcasters accept and then use that to kind of go into the other traditional media.
Now that's a great phrase, Brian, proving ground. Yes. Thanks.
Let's talk about your background. Now, you were trained, or you initially worked with Glyn Johns, who did some work with the Beatles.
Yeah, he wrote a book about making music, and he chose Glyn to represent vocals and singing. And Glyn was quite a character from the 60s. He was a singer-songwriter, writing for people like Sandy Shaw and some of the British artists, Lulu and Tom Jones and people like that. And then he just became this singing teacher and a mentor to many people, including Annie Lennox and Elton John and people like that. And he took me on board and just wanted me to... You know, he really wanted to fulfill and open my potential. So, and I worked with him for about 10 years, and just, you know, I owe a lot to him.
Yeah. Now, were the Beatles one of your influences?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, Beatles obviously an influence growing up. I was kind of growing up as a
rock and roll kid. I really liked playing guitar, so I was kind of into the guitar bands and. Mainly 70s rock bands, so Deep Purple, Led Zeppelin, and Black Sabbath, and some of those bands. But also, I kind of grew up with my parents' influences, 60s Jimi Hendrix and The Doors, and Simon Garfunkel, and good kind of singers and songwriters. And then, you know, just creating my own style and my own music using all those influences. And I think David Bowie is probably my main guy as a consummate artist and performer and writer, and just in terms of all the incredible stuff he's done.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and of all of his different kind of periods and his different phases, is there one that you kind of look on most as an influence, or is it just his whole...
I think the general consensus among Bowie fans is it's not really the modern stuff that he's done.
Right.
Although it's been appreciated as a you know, him exploring different art forms. But I think it's essentially the kind of hunky-dory and
Ziggy
Stardust phase, and just the sounds and the songs and the lyric and all the musicians that were playing with him, the kind of chemistry. So that those were my main things. But I have appreciated most of his stuff.
Oh yeah. Now you mentioned Led Zeppelin being one of your influences. How did you got to perform with Robert Plant or open or support?
Well, I was actually he was doing a show at the Hammersmith Odeon or Hammersmith Apollo now, and it's kind of one of the big London. It's got a real historic venue there, and I used to go and see all my favourite bands there when I was a teenager. My best concerts were there. I don't know, just people like Thin Lizzy and AC/DC and. Those are kind of memorable ones, and I was playing with an Indian singer who was doing sort of mixture of gothic punk Indian rock, and he is very much a patron of new music and interesting multicultural music.
Oh yeah!
And he had her support, and I was kind of writing and playing guitar in that band, and we just kind of opened the show for him.
Wow.
And it was just fantastic to be on that stage. I kind of had dreams and visions about as a kid, and supporting Robert. I mean, he was lovely and really supportive, and we kind of made good connections and friends and enjoyed what we did. And
awesome.
Yeah, it was a magic moment.
So cool. Well, should we do another song?
Yeah, okay. I think, you know, going into my sort of traditional roots, I was really into the blues as well, which is kind of the roots of rock music.
Yep.
And a lot of the big kind of bands from The Who to Rolling Stones. I mean, I think so. I'm going to do a kind of a blues version of a kind of famous, certainly been a famous UK hit from a famous UK artist. And I don't know if it's kind of worked over here or whether he's popular over here, but he creates a stir wherever he goes, and the man is, dare I say, Robbie Williams.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
I'm going to do my version of one of his little numbers.
Okay.
Heaven's here, there's nothing left for you to fear. Shake your ass, come over here now, scream. I'm a burning effigy of everything I used to be. You're my rock of empathy, my dear. So come on, let me entertain you. I said, let me entertain you. Life's too short for you to die, so grab yourself an alibi. Heaven knows your mother lied, Moshe. Separate your right from wrongs. Come on, sing a different song. The kettle's on, so don't be long, Moshe. So come on, let me entertain you. I'm saying, let me, yeah, entertain you. Look me up in the yellow pages, I will be your rock of ages. Your see-through fads and your crazy phases, yeah. Little Bo Peepers lost a sheep, popped a pill and fell asleep. The grass, no, the dew is wet, but the grass is sweet, my dear. Your mind gets burned with the habits you learn. Tired of the tune. Tired of your teachers and your schools are drained. We're not gonna end up like your mom and dad. So come on, let me entertain you. Come on, let me entertain you. Yeah, he may be good, but he's out of sight. But he can't be here, so come around. Where the feeling grows, you gotta get high before you taste the
awesome stuff.
Thank you very much.
And so stripped down from the original. I mean, the original is this grandiose strings and horns and, you know, it's a showstopper kind of thing. And you've really stripped it down to kind of the bare essence of,
thank you.
Of the song. So I think that's great.
Great. I got a little bit stuck halfway through. There's a lot of lot of lyrics to learn there.
You know, rock and roll, it's warts and all is what we got to do in the...
Great. That's cool, man. Thank you.
Very cool. Now, what... you started out... we'll wait till they pass it.
It's a good sound here. It's kind of...
It is. It's kind of... I know, it sounds awesome in here, yeah.
Great.
Even the diner noises in the back kind of give it a little coffee shop kind of sound to it. Now, you start off in a cover band or working with a cover band early on?
I've played in various bands, but I've always wanted to kind of do my own thing, really. Mm-hmm. Write original and just kind of find an individual way of expressing myself. But learning the covers and you know, it's a great route and foundation to you know, be playing with musicians and getting out there. I'm actually singing quite a lot of jazz now as well.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's really good singing the kind of American classic book, you know, the Sinatra and Nat King Cole stuff. I'm really enjoying doing that.
You enjoy kind of doing the multiple genres then. Is there one that you enjoy more than others, or are you just kind of like experimenting to see what you enjoy the most right now?
I'm kind of just looking at how I can explore myself as a working artist,
yeah,
as well,
sure.
as well as creatively. But I think my roots are more with, you know, singing rock, pop stuff and playing guitar and getting out there and creating a bit of a noise, but well articulated and crafted.
Absolutely. Mm. Do you find that when you're writing songs, lyrically, is there a different feel that you want to go for when you're writing something that's going to be a more of a jazz piece versus something that's going to be a rocker or even a folk type song?
I think jazz. Mm. I'm not necessarily writing jazz. I'm just kind of singing the cover, the jazz cocktail kind of songbook.
Okay.
But you know, some beautiful songs, really amazing lyrics, and they're generally quite romantic. Mm-hmm. But they have quite a dark twist. I like that.
Yeah.
But in terms of writing, I think it's just, I try not to have too much of a boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to express whatever, really.
Right.
Do things that people can relate to, and I think most people can hear the words that I sing. So I'm kind of aware that those words need to have gravitas and meaning, and
right.
and that are understandable.
Well, can I talk you into one more song?
Absolutely, thank you. This is another famous song. It's a kind of big American hit from one of your big American stars who seems to be getting a hard time.
Yeah, I think a little bit of a difficult time right now.
And I'm afraid I'm not wearing a school uniform, but she did capture the imagination of a lot of, you know, young boys in their bedroom, but also probably their fathers too. And of course the 13-year-old girls.
Yeah.
But I actually think it's a fantastic song, and there have been quite a few artists that have covered it in their own way. And I'll give it a go. Something wasn't right here. Oh, baby, baby, I shouldn't have let you go. And now you're out of sight. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know. My loneliness is killing me, and I must confess, I still believe when I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby.
reason I breathe is you. Girl, you got me branded. Oh, pretty baby, there's nothing I wouldn't do. It's not the way I planned it. Show me how you want it to be. Tell me, baby, 'cause I need to know. My loneliness is killing me. I must confess, I still believe when I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign. Hit me, baby, one more time. One more time. One more time. Hit me one more time.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. What a great song.
It really is.
when it's stripped down to the bare naked essentials.
It was, you know, when it came out, it was so closely tied to her image and the whole thing that so many people could not see past the Britney halo that was around that song. And to be able to have an artist that can pull that out is it's a challenge for any artist, but it brings it out that it is a well-written song. I think,
yeah, no, that's great. That's what Coverville's all about.
Exactly. Yeah.
Great. So please, you US people, don't give Britney such a hard time. She has contributed something of value.
right. Well, Jimmy, thank you so much for
taking
the time to talk
again
with us here. And
Tina as well.
Yeah, absolutely. She's working production here.
Great, great.
So obviously we can hear you tonight at the podcast New Media Expo. This will go out after tonight, so unfortunately people won't be able. But where can people hear you coming up in the UK, or are you going to be here in the US for a while?
I'm going to be here for a while, for another week or two, based in California, and just exploring opportunities here. But I think the main portal really is to go to jimmygolding.com, and we're also setting up some connections with the Jimmy Golding band, so you can see there'll be videos and tracks to hear, which is a kind of a more kind of pop rock sound, and with a British kind of vibe to it,
right?
And hopefully, you know, maybe you might want to play one of those. I know you only play Strictly
Covers.
I would
love to. No, I'm going to break the cover rule and play
thank you.
Of your originals.
There's a track called "The Simple Things Get Us By," which refers to how you know the simple things get us by, really. And there is a mention of a cup of tea.
Oh, really?
In the song. So maybe that's a
so not
British.
Just the accent, but you kind of pull the British into the lyrics.
Yeah, I throw the
well.
Cup of tea lyric in there. So,
very cool.
Check it out.
Well, Jimmy Golding, thanks again for taking the time.
Thanks,
with us,
Brian.
And I look forward to hearing more from you in the coming
days. Thank you. Thanks for your support.
And he is as nice and friendly in person as he sounds in that recording. Big thanks to Jimmy Golding and for taking the time to speak with me for the show, as well as Jason Jarrett from the Buddhist Podcast for kind of helping introduce me to Jimmy and his music. If you want to get in touch with me, you can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line 206-222-COVER or 2683, or you can post a message on the website or in the forums at coverville.com. We'll be back on Sunday with yet another all-request show. I'm looking forward to it. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cachefly, CacheFly.com.